Welcome back to the Printulu podcast. Printulu is passionate about helping small businesses grow their business in an omnichannel world. That is why we have started this podcast to help businesses navigate this difficult time. Today, I have with me my guest, Stefania Moretti. She is the marketing manager at the Cobra Initiative, as well as marketing communications and brand executive at IQ Business South Africa. Stefania, welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. Super excited to be here.
It's great hearing from you, and yeah, thank you for being willing to join us on this awesome podcast. So Stefania, you have an extensive range of marketing experience. You've been in the industry for quite some time now. I think an important question to first ask is, how do you think businesses are approaching marketing right now? What have you seen in the industry? Have you seen any shifts specifically from businesses currently in how they're approaching their marketing?
I think with the global pandemic that we are all facing, a lot of businesses have been impacted. And I think a lot of businesses are kind of relooking their marketing approach. A lot of companies might even be, cutting back on marketing spend, because marketing is often the first, kind of expenditure that falls off.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't really. I think you just need to reevaluate, where you are at as a business, to kind of keep the momentum, keep your business momentum up and running and full front and center for your target audience and for your customers and clientele.
It's interesting. Why do you think that people do actually immediately assume that marketing spend is one of the kind of nice to haves and not necessary to haves?
I mean, it is. To do marketing right, you need to have some form of expenditure behind it. But I also think people might not have the knowledge fully to understand how to work the various platforms at their disposal. And I talk about platforms like, let's say, we are so much in we are in a digital age currently, and let's say you want to start focusing more digitally. There's no need to cut back on expenditure. You can just think about it with a more smarter approach in how you get your key messages out there to keep your business, alive in retrospect, from a marketing perspective, but more so on a digital perspective, because everyone is, evolving digitally. Given this pandemic, we've had to do so fairly quickly. I mean, you see people are having meetings on Teams and Skype and Google Meetings, and it's just that's really where we are moving towards, more so now than ever, which is great. So you just have to be smart about how you're approaching everything. I think companies need to really understand, take a step back, given that there's this global pandemic happening. We are currently in level three. I think a lot of people who have been impacted are kind of embracing, everything that's already happened to them, and, take a step back and say, identify what your key objectives are, as a company. What are your key objectives overall, not just from the marketing side? Do you have budget? Is your key objectives, to make revenue? And then based on these key objectives that you've identified, if you have budget or if not, then you can kind of look at a specific marketing approach, whether it be print, whether it be focusing on social media and digital. I think once you identify what your objectives are, everything will fall into place accordingly.
That's interesting. So how would you suggest going about freshening up or maybe revamping your brand, maybe repositioning potentially, if that's a viable option? How would you go about deciding whether that's something you should do?
Very much focusing on what my objectives would be. So me as a company owner, let's say, what am I trying to achieve from this marketing positioning? Is it to capture a new audience? Is it to, remind an existing audience about what I have to offer, whether it's a product or a service? Is it to completely get into an entire niche market? Do I have a new offering based on circumstances? Once you've identified your objectives, you can kind of say, okay, cool. Is one of my objectives even just to generate revenue? Once you've identified these objectives, you've expanded your objectives even clearly. You've also helped identify your target audience, whether it's, you know, a niche market, whether it's a specific age group, a specific, you know, industry or sector. Mm-hmm. It'll kind of help you reposition yourself, because I think at the end of the day, companies do need to reposition themselves given everything that's happened, because their audiences, in general, I think our target audience, generally, our interests have changed. So reposition yourself to match the target audience's interests, which also matches what your objectives are. Yes. So it all needs to work together. And then, you know what, if you don't have budget, there are ways to work around that. You just have to be smart about how you approach this.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Oh, so mentioning that your target audience's interests might have changed, do you think that is true for everyone? Because, I mean, obviously our lifestyles have changed quite a bit, but we are also seeing, you know, now we're in this enhanced level 3 lockdown, whatever that means.
I would love to know.
I would love some clarification on that. But at the end of the day, we're essentially opening up the economy slowly but surely. One day we will get there, hopefully sooner rather than later. But do you think that your target audience's interest would have changed by the end of this? Don't you think that maybe people will just kind of go back to normal as soon as possible?
I feel like there's a market that has been living their life normally since the start, and now that things are reopening, it's literally just putting on a mask and carrying on about your normal life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I go to the shops and it's like, other than people wearing a mask, it feels like everything's pretty much back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a part of the economy that everything's the same. I think once, let's say, fast food opened again, you know, people who can afford it and wanted that or have that type of lifestyle have kept that momentum up. I think other people have cut back on a lot of things because they just haven't had the means. So that's what I'm saying. You as a company need to know who your target audience is. It, you know, whether it be a new specific target or existing target or existing audience, you kind of need to understand their basic needs and their interests, they say, because that's going to change, and I think we match that. So you really do. You really need to match it as a business. And you know what? Maybe your target hasn't changed. Then it's cool. The needs of the company haven't changed.
Mm.
Fantastic.
Yeah, then it's that much easier for you.
Yes, exactly. And it's just about, you know, keeping your momentum running and creating a specific key message out there just to make sure that you're top of mind for your audience and that they can, you know, kind of start doing it, say, business with you again.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, marketing at the end of the day is about reaching out to people where they are. So meeting them where they're at, so what kind of state of mind they're in. So just keeping that in mind with your brand messaging. In terms of measuring, so obviously we've mentioned that a lot of people are moving online with their marketing efforts now, but there are also industries that don't necessarily have the option to do that, or it won't benefit them. So they will stick to probably mostly a print marketing approach. Is there a way that you can think of, maybe for our listeners that are in that predicament, to keep your print marketing measurable as well?
Okay, so for me, well, let's say as advice, I think it's, again, I determine success from leads generated. So how you approach your marketing, whether it's from the print element, whether it's, you know, on the digital space, is it generating leads? And leads is literally, is it generating new business? Is it generating new revenue? You know, are you having conversations with customers where you actually are expanding more on what you have to offer? Mm-hmm. So I think as a company owner, you really need to see if something's if it's not working, then you reevaluate. But if it's working, it's really purely based on leads generated from that specific platform that you're using.
Mm. So I think a great way to do this, for example, is through QR codes, through links that are trackable, like Bitly, and just keeping that in mind and watching, keeping a very tight leash on that and watching how that's doing.
Exactly. So I think from a print, I think print is, you know, digital's completely different. You've got access to Google Analytics for your website. You've got access to all these analytics on the back end, from literally on a Facebook page, on a Twitter page, on a LinkedIn page, where you can pull and see engagement.
Mm.
You know, you have that at your disposal, and then you can, you know, reevaluate your processes if need be. From a print element, I think, again, you need to see your target audience. Is your target audience more accessible through the printing platform? Then cool. Again, once again, I'd say you measure it based on leads generated. It's not about the number of things sold, you know,
for example,
a print magazine sold. It's purely based on leads generated. But I think that really does, you know, all across all levels of marketing elements that exist at your disposal.
Yeah, no, of course. I have heard of people that kind of measure their success by how many flyers they've handed out or something like that. And that's really not, I mean, you have no idea what's happening.
No, because if someone's not phoning you to say, hi, can you help me? Or hi, I'm interested. Then it purely was just a way, you're just handing out a flyer.
Yeah. And the same actually does go for clicks if you're looking at online. I mean, it's great to have clicks, but it doesn't mean anything if those people don't, at the end of the day, convert or give you an email address that you can at least, you know, have them in the traffic that you control and market
more. Exactly. And have a conversation. At the end of the day, it's literally just you want a conversation with your customer, or with a future customer or a future client. You just want that conversation, because having that conversation is what leads to more. Having a conversation is a form of lead generation.
Mm.
So your objective should be to capture your audience, new or old, with your key messaging. So sometimes you just need to reevaluate your messaging, reevaluate your purpose. And given the pandemic we're in, you know, some companies might find ease in that, you know, to reevaluate their message, because they might offer something that's needed, that new customers or new people may need, or they can just repurpose what they already have to meet the needs of their target audience.
Yeah. Great. And in terms of a lot of people, if you're online now and you're, for example, on Facebook, it's hard without putting a lot of ad spend behind it to increase your reach. So I would say, I don't know if you agree with me, but I would say a good way to potentially increase your potential reach, you know, eyeballs on you, is with strategic partnerships, collaborations. What's your take on that at the moment?
I mean, partnerships with, I think, key people. So you could partner with individuals and, like, a spokesperson, to kind of, let's hope it could be a pro bono, let's say, you know, they've got their own target audience, or, you know, partnering with another company because they've got their own following. Mm. That they can reach. Great idea. But yeah, I think you know what I've seen, but from a digital perspective, it is hard to reach your audience with a specific key message in mind. You should look to putting a little bit of media spend behind it, but granted, you have to look at your budget, correct, like I've said.
Yeah.
Partnering with people, relooking at your purpose, or, you know, doing like a mini campaign online. You know, there's so much info that we, you know, from a digital perspective, that people don't know about. There's no harm in also just upskilling yourself to learn about the various platforms at your disposal. Mm-hmm. So we have a digital agency that assists us, and even just through the interaction with them, I learn so much from, based on what I really know. And it's really just key interactions with people that can help you and your business during this time and helping you forward. Yeah. You know, if knowledge is key, so if you're constantly upskilling yourself even, it's great.
Yeah, why exactly, not? Exactly. And there are so many ways to do this. It's not just through what we just spoke about. I mean, exactly. There's so much, so many free resources available, YouTube videos, blog articles from people who's been exactly. doing this for ages. So, yeah, great. Awesome. So, just lastly, before, because I don't want to go on for too long, I know we both have engagements after this. Do you think there are any potential pitfalls to collaborating with people, or, you know, if you're maybe not reaching out to people very strategically, is there anything like that that you would say our listeners should watch out for when they are looking to, you know, use or leverage other people's audiences?
I don't think there's any harm in it. I think you and whoever you, whichever individual or company you collaborate with, have to have the same objective. And make sure that you're aligned and make sure that what you have to offer, whether it's a product or service, kind of, you know, interlinks in some way. You know, maybe you come up with a solution together on based on both your offerings, which is really, really cool. You know, I think there's no harm in literally looking at that approach, because I think what's beneficial is the fact that you are reaching another audience because of those who follow those. You know, those who follow that company or individual's platforms. So it's great. So why not? It's you just look at it, you need to really look at it from a co-branding perspective, because that is, in retrospect, what you'll be doing is kind of co-branding a specific offering or product for the target, for your audience. But it would be an alternative approach versus actually putting like some spin behind something, because it's combining your knowledge with another company or individual's knowledge to you know, reach a greater audience, which is great.
Yeah, it is fantastic. And I mean, you're just adding more value at the end of the day. But I do agree. I think as long as it's relevant still to your business and it's not coming out of left field and just kind of confuse the people that are kind of seeing it.
Exactly. I mean, there's no harm in... I'm also a fan of companies relooking their knowledge. So what do you have from a knowledge perspective? Because then you, then another spectrum of marketing is literally public relations. So why not start something that could be, I'm saying free, so there's not a lot of spend behind it, but getting your thought leadership up, you know, start drafting articles and blogs and, you know, relevant to what you have to offer, or even based on trends in the market, and just because that's another way of getting your name out there, getting your company's name out there. You can literally write articles to in response to an article found in a newspaper, and they can even potentially publish that. And it's honestly something like that, which is free publicity in its own way. There's so many options, there's so many elements to marketing.
Yeah,
and yes, we have. May have limitations now, given what has happened, you know, nationwide and globally. But I wouldn't recommend any company to cut back on their marketing. If anything, this is an opportunity for you to reevaluate what you as a company, what you as a business owner can do.
Absolutely. And also the benefit of these things, of blogging, of all of this, is that it has long-term benefits. It's not just something that's quickly going to get you a few conversions now. You know, it builds, especially if you're doing it right. I mean, your SEO, organic traffic, is something that will really pull through for you in the long run. So it's exactly. definitely worth investing some time and resources into that as well, I would say.
Exactly. Yeah, it could just be the start of something new, which is in itself has its own benefit.
The start of something new.
Oh, you say.
Gonna have that song stuck in my head for the rest of the day. Thank you.
Not bad.
No, but absolutely, I completely agree. Stefania, but I think that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, and good luck with all of your adventures going forward. Stay safe. Have a fantastic weekend. And yes, just thank you for speaking to our listeners today.
Thank you for setting up the time with me. I'm happy to have given some guidance, and I hope it helps someone.